like to start by reading a verse in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, or a few verses, I should say. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to read from Darby's version. Verse 1, but I would make known to you, brethren, the glad tidings which I announced to you, which also ye received, in which also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I announce to you as the glad tidings, unless indeed ye have believed in vain. For I delivered to you in the first place what also I had received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. As one has said, the gospel is said in brief by Paul here in these first verses. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. He was entrusted with this gospel to preach it, and he did faithfully, and many believed. And they preached it, and they believed, and here we are today, entrusted with the gospel to pass on, to preach. I was asked to update from last year those things concerning grace and truth. We still are able to get out the gospel by God's grace. And many, many people who are involved throughout the world at this time in doing that by passing out a printed page called a tract. And we had our meeting, and according to production, we had about 4-page equivalent tracts. We sent out about 26 million tracts in 2012. It's good to receive at times letters from around the world, different places of people, and how the Lord is using gospel tracts. It's very encouraging. Last year, I shared a prayer need here, and the Lord has answered in various different ways, some very unexpected. Of course, he has his ways of sharing and dealing. There were a number have shown some interest in the area of editorship of the magazine. There were a few in respect to helping with the production of literature. As things are working out at the moment, Paul Alberts, who is now president of Grace and Truth and learning to run all of Grace and Truth, is also has taken on himself managing editing of Grace and Truth magazine. And by God's grace, we're pressing on. The Lord has granted us a transition, and so far it's moving quite well by His grace. So we pray for continued help in that that matter of the magazine as it continues. We at this moment have a family who's looking for a house in Danville to move, and they've allowed me to share that it's John and Lumi Iorga from Chicago Berry Avenue meeting. Pray for them as they are making this transition too, and all the details. They have a big family, and they're excited about it, and of course anxious about it too, so we can pray for them as they endeavor to move to help in the production area working with me. Some of you know that we had the opportunity to purchase a new press 3 years ago. I'm happy to tell you that it's still running, producing many tracks, and is working quite well. In fact, the press has so many little things on it, I learned a new thing this past week in running the press that has greatly helped my endeavors to print. So that was a very interesting discovery. Anyway, the press is running very well and running and printing tracks by the millions. Last year have been in, we were in exercise for a number of years. We went to Chicago to a print show, we see at the print show new and upcoming ways of printing. And we had an eye on what is called a computer-to-plate system. And maybe you're not savvy this way in a matter of printing, but computer-to-plate is where you take what you want to print from the computer, and it goes directly and is etched onto a plate. And this plate is taken and then put on the press. And then from there, the image is put on the paper. Before, there was a half a dozen other processes in between. This process is, as we say these days, green. Chemicals, less chemicals involved in producing. I've had the opportunity to learn how to make the plates from this computer to plate system, and it's a real joy to be able to do this. This kind of process eliminates a lot of human error in different ways than on the press. So things come on the paper more accurately than it used to. So it's exciting to be able to use this. And the Lord has provided for this, and we've been working through a year of transition from old plates to new plates, and we're still transitioning. And my coworker wanted to get rid of everything within a few months of when we got this thing. We were so excited about this, but we still have some old plates that we want to finish and use. But it'll take a time for that to work all the way through. So, new equipment. Those are the new items. We're looking now to purchase a new van. We have a 20-year-old van purchased in 1993. We pull a trailer with literature in the back and the hitches. According to one of our maintenance person says that it's rusting, and we don't want that to break off in travels. So pray about that as we seek out that. I want to tell you, too, that the Lord has blessed in giving us a substantial increase in an estate closing, increased our finances considerably, and we'll be able to cover the cost of the van with that and more, of course. So we're thankful for that. Again, As we mentioned, we have contacts around the world, and I want to tell you this morning, or excuse me, this afternoon, that that our contacts in Nigeria need a lot of prayer. We have a couple of issues going on there. First of all, at Grace and Truth, we have a full container load of literature sitting, waiting to be sent to Nigeria, held up because Nigeria is changing their processes of receiving material into the country, which includes our container. And we are hopefully at the end of this process. We sent a performer list that needs to go to the government there and get okayed. And if that's okayed, hopefully within a week we'll be able to send out the literature. It's very close to it. So pray for that, that it would be finalized and we can get the literature off, because it's getting very close to the next literature container, which is due to go out in July. And they don't have a whole lot of room over there to receive two containers at one time. So we're praying for a release of that paperwork. So pray in that way. Want to say to you this afternoon that Klaus Roth desired to be here. I talked with him. He said, please send my greetings. So I bid you greetings from Klaus Roth. And recently, there's a brother who has been a faithful brother in the Afam area, which is close to Port Harcourt, which is the south side of Nigeria, where there's much activity in respect to kidnapping. And we had a brother named Tobias Oyenkia, who was abducted, blindfolded, and taken out into the woods or into the bush. And for, I think, 4 days, he spent, actually says here in the email from Klaus that he preached the gospel to his kidnappers. He said, well, I think some of them were listening. He had to pay a ransom price of about $4,500. He did, and they released him, thankfully, unharmed. When he was able to see again, he found himself about 30 minutes walk from his house. And thankfully, he's back to work. But we need to pray for those people in the southern part. Much activity of various ones there, kidnapping and doing all kinds of things to get money. Another brother in Oran wrote an email, and this is a prayer request. I'll share this. His name is Joseph E. Kang. I had the opportunity to be with him in 2004 and 2007. And a very active brother, has a couple of bookstores. His mother died, and she's going to be buried the next Saturday. So if we pray for that funeral, if you think of it, pray for him. I have down here one final thought. If any of you are interested in helping out at Grace and Truth by volunteering some time, if that ever the Lord opens up the way, give us a call. There are certain peak periods of times during the month where we need a little extra hand, and it would be nice to, if you have the exercise, to find out how literature gets sent out throughout the world by printed page, you can come and visit us. Pray for us. We're on next to the front lines, and we need a lot of prayer as we continue to serve the Lord in sending the gospel out in various means and ways by literature. Thank you.